Good morning, good people. It is 16th August 2020. We celebrate the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The readings are from Isaiah chapter 56 verses 1 and 6 to 7. The second reading is from Romans chapter 11 verses 13 to 15, 29 to 32, and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 15 verses 21 to 28. When faith is flawless, God's giving is fathomless. Faith cannot betray charity. God discloses God's plans to the just and the good people. The evil people are puzzled and paused by God's plans. We change from faithfulness to obedience and vice versa. God never makes mistake in choosing and giving. No one can question God for the call and the gifts God has bestowed on us. Rejection of one opens an avenue for another. Choice and the blessings belong to God alone. Whatever is the plan of God, a faithful and true believer embraces it. Whatever we ask God gives to us when we place our trust solely on God. Faith forces God to give while charity goes after it until experiences something tangibly. The prophet Isaiah in the first reading warns us that when our backyards are dumping places of injustice, unfaithfulness and abuses, our front portions cannot be filled with the blessings of God, even with all our prayers and fasting. The emphasis in this passage today is the faith of the faithful brings joy and allows them to tap all blessings of God. God's word and blessings are for all people. It all depends on the faith they express in God. The responsorial psalm praises, O God, let all the nations praise you. Psalm 67 verse 3. In the second reading, St. Paul shares his concern for the salvation of the Jews as he worked for the salvation of the non-Jews. The rejection of God's offer by one group allows the other to enter joyfully through Jesus Christ. God does not reject God's mercy towards us basing on our responses. The qualities of God loving humanity is not determined or altered by our collaboration with God. The gospel highlights the faith of the Canaanite woman who pleaded Jesus to heal her possessed daughter. Jesus tested her faith by initially refusing her. Persistence and magnanimity of the lady displayed in her dialogue with Jesus. Her faith in God through Jesus is so enormous. Jesus could not but give her petition. Faith is not exclusive to a few chosen ones. Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. Matthew chapter 15 verse 28. Our faith in Jesus rewarded always when we are consistently charitable in approaching Jesus. May the Lord help us to strengthen our faith in Him. May you have a good day. God bless you.